critica, usa vivere la cuore, la cuore, la cuore, la cuore, la cuore, la cuore.
Days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kopo Kumbon with Kumbon Radio News. Kopo Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:15. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulana.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Lusaka cooperatives have bemoaned delays in accessing CDF. No new cholera cases reported in Akonde as the outbreak continues under surveillance. In African news, the Kenyan court charges a cult leader, Mackenzie, over 52 more deaths. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Some cooperatives in Lusaka have expressed concern over delays in accessing the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, after submitting their applications. The cooperative members lamented that they submitted their applications last year, but they have not received any funding, a situation they describe as disappointing and discouraging. They explained that several cooperatives were formed over 2 years ago, specifically to enable members to benefit from the CDF. However, despite completing the application process, no funds have been disbursed so far. The members say the prolonged delay have negatively affected the planned projects and livelihoods, adding that their patience among members is gradually running out. They have since appealed to relevant authorities to expedite the disbursement process.
For now, it's not promising because we've been always being emphasized that the CDF money is there and then the money is not being dispersed. So we don't know what is going on.
Drama is all like, I don't want to go to the CDF, but the money is not coming. I'm going to go to the CDF, but the money is not coming. I'm going to go to the CDF, but the money is not coming. I'm going to go to the CDF, but the money is not coming.
A taxi driver in Kapirim Bonshi has survived an attack by suspected criminals in an attempted vehicle theft. Christian Nyandashe, a taxi operator, was over the weekend attacked by unknown people in Kawama compound late at night. The suspects allegedly pounced on him with the intention of stealing his vehicle. Mr. Nyandashe sustained head injuries during the attack, but managed to fight back and escaped from his attackers. With the help of members of the public, he later apprehended one of the suspects the following day. Mr. Ndashe narrated his audio to Common Radio News.
I'm going to go to the house. Ndio mwanangu moto kwa mlango ni alishika doka la shupa kwa doka la shupa kwa namba kwa kati ya fundi sio na mwanasi ya ikira na hii kafa ishiye isa asa bulala short button kwa ishiye ngoma namba pampu ni akaso kale pano kule tuka pamu ni mmoja ni pamu tu hapo mfano mtu atara na tunapanga na nini bala ni kama gaiza.
Nakonde district has not recorded any new corona cases or deaths in the past 24 hours. Muchinga Province Principal Public Relations Officer Ruth Mumba says a total of 8 cases and 3 deaths have been recorded since the outbreak began. Ms. Mumba says one patient currently admitted is in a stable condition. She adds that investigations have confirmed the local transmission in Mulakizi, Katozi and Shem areas. She says the response teams have intensified active surveillance, contact tracing, water source coordination and community sensitization programs. Ms. Mumba has since urged the public to treat all drinking water, practice a proper hand hygiene and seek immediate medical attention if experiencing symptoms such as acute watery diarrhea, vomiting or dehydration.
Investigations confirm local transmission in the areas of Mukalizi, Katozi and Shem areas of Nakonde district. Our response teams continue active surveillance, contact tracing, water source chlorination, social behavior change messaging that includes risk communication and community engagement. We urge the public to treat all drinking water, practice strict hand washing, and seek immediate medical care for symptoms of acute watery diarrhea, vomiting, or dehydration. We wish to assure the public that government through the provincial administration has put in place strict measures to make sure the cases remain under control. We appeal for community cooperation to contain the outbreak.
The Road Transport and Safety Agency, RTSA, has announced a downward adjustment in bus fares of 1 kwacha for local routes in Lusaka, the Copper Belt and other towns effective 12 February 2026. RTSA Head of Public Relations, Achilufia Mwelwa, says the adjustment follows the agreed model aimed at preventing reactionary fare increases and decreases due to marginal fuel fluctuations and to ensure pricing stability and predictability for the public and operators. She says the process was undertaken in consultation with the Minister of Transport and Logistics and the Bus and Taxi Owners Association of Zambia, BITOAS. Ms. Mwelwa explained that the price adjustment comes in the wake of recent downward adjustments and fuel pump prices by the Energy Regulation Board.
The position arises from an agreed model which prevents reactionary fare increases and decreases for marginal fuel fluctuations and ensures pricing stability and predictability for the public and operators in consultation with the Ministry of Transport and Logistics and the Bus and Taxi Owners Association of Zambia, BOTAZ. The price adjustments come in the wake of the downward adjustment in fuel pump prices for the month of January 2026 by the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, recently. The ERB reduced fuel pump price by 2 kwacha fongwe for petrol and 61 ngwe for diesel.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako, bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndo bwana wa mabwana, ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, wizi walola Max Mwati, is for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Unganikale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Max Simwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center.
MTN, what are we doing today? current business rates on Company Radio.